Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the effects of the conclusion of the World Bank's 13-year health financing project under the Health Sector Development Support Project in Zimbabwe. Some experts say this is a move that may spell gloom to the country's already ailing health system. But first, let's take a look at what's happening elsewhere. For most pregnant women in the slums of Nairobi, ultrasound services are an unaffordable luxury. Now, a Kenyan healthcare business is using portable low-cost ultrasound systems to give expectant mothers a chance to see their babies and detect any health problems before the delivery day. Victoria Amunga reports from Nairobi.
Sophia Amida is looking at her fetus for the first time at this clinic in Kenya's Mukuru Kwa Ruben slum. Amida is due in a few weeks. She says getting an ultrasound is critical for her because her first baby was delivered by cesarean section.
They could not tell how the baby was positioned. At the time of my delivery, the baby was still way up and was not moving down at all, so I had to go for surgery.
For most women in Kenyan slums, often called informal settlements, this type of medical technology is out of reach. One session can cost as much as $60. But with a relatively new ultrasound device called a butterfly probe, patients like Amida can get an ultrasound for just $10. The device is designed by the US-based health tech company Butterfly Network. The probe can connect to a tablet or a mobile phone, making it portable and easy to use for sonographers like Alfred Kibet.
It enables you to reduce the cost of doing ultrasound, because you see with the other traditional machines, ultrasound machines, they are quite expensive, and again the other components involved, like you need a printer, a special printer. But with this, you can just store the images and then you can print with a regular printer.
Healthcare companies like Access Afia are partnering to provide the devices to clinics, especially in densely populated areas. The goal is to close the gap of affordable healthcare, says Access Afia's finance director, Danny McCabe.
They don't need to be focused on how do I get a payback immediately on this machine and be focused on, hey, how do I make the highest price possible for these machines? You can be focused on providing the best level of care and then working with us to make sure there's enough foot traffic here to make sure that at the end of the day, everyone's able to make their money back on the machine.
Kenya has among the world's highest rates of maternal deaths, according to UN figures. Nurse midwife Millie Karina says ultrasounds can help to detect and avert most difficulties at birth, like when a woman is carrying twins.
Sometimes I found that we're in labor with a mom, but we didn't know there were two. We thought it was one, but there are two. So that can complicate things a little bit for the mom, not knowing. Number two, mothers have lost pregnancies because the placenta was insufficient. And it could something that could have been picked up really early, but unfortunately, it happens.
Kenyan healthcare providers believe that lower costs of medical technologies like ultrasound will help to lower infant and maternal death. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Nairobi.
In other news, the World Bank has ended a 13-year health financing project under the results-based financing or RBF model in Zimbabwe, a move some experts say may spell gloom to the country's already ailing health system. VOA's Ivan Sininga reports.
Having spent over US$78 million since 2011, the project helped in availing free maternal services to disadvantaged women improved the remuneration of healthcare workers, and also assisted in the building of health infrastructure in over 50 districts in Zimbabwe, many of which were rural. World Bank Country Manager for Zimbabwe, Ms. Anita Fernandez, says the program was done under the Health Sector Development Support Project.
1.4 million women received four or more prenatal care visits, and 1.1 million women delivered in the supportive facilities.
Zimbabwe's Health Minister, Dr. Douglas Mombeshora, urged other donors to chip in for the continuity of the RBF program, saying this handover should not mark the end of reviving the country's healthcare services.
As we celebrate these achievements, we must also recognize that our work is far from over. The closeout of the Health Sector Development Support Project does not mark the end of our efforts, but rather the beginning of a new chapter.
Sarah Pia Dandara from Harare's Rujeko Clinic reiterated the need to continue with the RBF program as it assisted communities, particularly those in the rural areas.
This program was supposed to continue because people are still giving birth, people are still getting sick, and disasters are still falling on us. Its continuity would go a long way in shaping more projects that will enable us to do more and help more people in Zimbabwe.
One of the project beneficiaries, Mariam Lambo, said the RBF's urban voucher system helped her to deliver a healthy baby after being abandoned by her lover.
I was helped by the urban vouchers program in 2023. I was 5 months pregnant when my husband deserted me. I had two other children to take care of and pay school fees for. I was struggling and living on street vending, selling floor polish. My feet would swell. I would go hungry and fall sick. I'm grateful for the program because it came through right when I needed help and I delivered a healthy baby.
The World Bank handed over the projects to government yesterday at a ceremony where community-based workers were saddened at the likelihood of a spike in maternal deaths coupled with unsafe abortions and general poor health service delivery, something that has been arguably significantly reduced during the lifespan of the RBF project. Despite this setback, government officials say they will swiftly take the necessary measures to ensure that the health services won't degenerate. But independent health experts believe that this will have a devastating effect on efforts to reduce the high maternal mortality rate in Zimbabwe, payment of healthcare workers, and revival of the collapsing infrastructure. Evans Zininger, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Evans, for that report. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are discussing the handover of the Health Sector Development Support Project to government. This was handed over to the Ministry of Health and Child Care as part of efforts to create continuity beyond donor funding. World Bank poured $78 million since 2011 on the project, which improved maternal and child health services in 42 rural districts and two cities, Harare and Bulawayo. The conclusion of this grant also marks the beginning of another project, the Essential Health Services Grant, which will be funded to the tune of $15 million. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by medical doctor Simbiso Ranga and Professor Elliot Masocha from Denver University in Ohio here in America. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Hello, Saboka, and hello, viewers. Hello, Professor. It's nice to have me on the program.
Thank you, Dr. Ranga. I'll start with you, Dr. Ranga. We've seen some women who have been benefiting from this project by the World Bank asking that it continues to help them. Looking at all this, what are the major effects of handing over such a project to the government of Zimbabwe?
The issue is obviously that this program has been very helpful. However, as we all know, the health delivery system in Zimbabwe right now is in the intensive care unit, so resources are very scarce, whether it's in urban centers or in rural areas, rural hospitals. So I can understand the nervousness in terms of those who have benefited from this program by the World Development Bank. So the nervousness is whether that continuity will be there. In terms of making sure that people who need maternal services and other health services that are critical, that they'll be able to continue to get it. So the nervousness is whether the government will be able to step in and fill the gap that's obviously going to be created unless the government or other partners come in and do more to, in addition to what the World Bank was doing.
Thank you, Dr. Ranga. Prof. Masocha, Dr. Ranga raised an issue around sustainability. What's your take looking at the state of the economy in Zimbabwe and also the state of the health sector? Can we see the gains that that the country got from this project by World Bank continuing into the future?
Unfortunately, I don't see it continuing at all. Looking at whether the government has money or not, and what has been allocated to the health ministry, it's already run out. And we also have to always think as in terms of corruption that happens, that there may be some projects that were supposed to be implemented at hospitals. But what I've discovered over the years is that throughout many projects, there is no supervision on the ground to see that what exactly was meant to be done by this amount of money has been done. It's a very unfortunate situation that we are into right now in Zimbabwe. Lots of lives are going to be lost, because we are now maybe suggesting turning to the government that we really know doesn't have enough resources. They don't have money. And without such type of funding, I don't see us going anywhere. I have some recommendations that I can suggest. Only if corruption is going to be ended, we can do as Zimbabweans what was done by a country like Ethiopia to build a dam that generates electricity. We can do that for many projects. That is called crowdfunding. Okay. And I can be one of those to donate whatever I can, but I'm sure people always think in terms of corruption and this and that. So the government is just like, very much held tight in terms of borrowing. They can't borrow from our international financial institutions. I don't know if there is any local funding that can come towards the bank, if the bank already owes, those local financial institutions. So other donors that the minister was talking about, I don't know who is willing to, you know, give Zimbabwe anything at this point in time. So my biggest solution is let's look into ourselves and see what we can do. But the government has to make sure there is no corruption, because there's always been suspicion that if I put my money here, I'm not going to see the results of it. Somebody can take it and maybe go and build these big houses. Well, there are a lot of rich people in Zimbabwe. If you can drive around any city, you see big houses, you know, coming up and this and that. Can't we save lives in the healthcare system? If we come up with a figure and say we want to raise this much, if it is going to be $78 million to match what has been provided by the World Bank over the 13 years, it can be put right there just like Ethiopians did it and build a dam that is now providing electricity. Can't we do it ourselves?
To not end, Professor Masocha, Dr. Ranga, mazwa nyaya yauya na vamasocha yekuti panogona kuitawo zvinenge zvakaita kudzimwe nyika zve crowdfunding. Tisitarisa from the perspective ye health, kana paita budiriro yakadai, ndezvipi zvimwe zvezvinhu zvingaitwa kuti pasadzokerwe kumashure paine kubatsirika kwaitika kuvanhu, kuti izvi zvirambe zvichienderera mberi zvisinei nekuti funding hapasina pamaprojects akadai?
Chandingataura taboka ndechekuti zvataurwa naprofesa ndizvo chaizvo, kuti eventually tinofanira kunge tiri self-sustaining as a country. That means that health delivery system yedu must get enough support, government support, whether budgetary support here, whether it's making sure tinema public-private partnerships, ekuti kunenge kuri kudiwa these special program support, like maternal mortality rate yedu madzimai anofa ari kubatsirwa yakakurisa. Zvinoratidza kuti hurumende inofanira kuita more, whether the government itself does something or whether the government brings in my partners, whether they are domestic or international partners. I think the long-term solution, obviously, is to look at the health delivery system here in Zimbabwe, Panama gaps in the public. And unfortunately, as things stand, we do have gaps everywhere. I don't think we're giving the recommended, I think, around 15% or so of our budget towards healthcare delivery. So I think a lot needs to be done. I think in terms of short-term solutions, we can do things like crowdfunding, where we ask people from all over the world, my Zimbabweans in the diaspora, we create things like my bonds, they could support these initiatives. We could do things like that. We could have, but you know, you can't be a government, you know, rely on a crowdfunding like Zatinoita online, as individuals or as families. We need to be more systematic. That's what I would say, my brother.
Thank you, Dr. Ranga. Prof, nyaya mauya nayo inenge ndo ya varu kutenderana nayo, Dr. Ranga. Asi tichitarisa zviri kuitika muZimbabwe, tingaona here vanhu vari kudzimwe nyika maZimbabweans vachiuya pamwe chete vachibatana kuti vange vachitenderana nemuti ngatiisei mari tisimudzire bazi rezveutano muZimbabwe?
Maonero angu ndokuti kana kuri kuti zvinhu zvinoitwa pachena, mari yacho ichionekwa kuti iyi ndiyo mari ichaenda pakati, ndiyo yazoenda pakati, vanoda kuona uyai muone zvinenge zvaitwa nemari yakati, pasina kuti panokuvanziridzwa. Nokuti tichitarisa isu health care munyika inoafekta munhu wose, kana isu tiri kuAmerica tinoafektwa nezviri kuita kuZimbabwe. Handifungi kuti pana maZimbabwean akawanda angati handinei nazvo kuita zvinhu, kana zvichinge zvichiitwa pachena pasina corruption ichinge yabviswa, kuziva kuti homwe iyi ndiyo yaakushanda zvakati. Tinoona isu kana kuno kuAmerica vachigadzira road chaiyo, panenge pakanyorwa kuti mari yakati yenyu iya yakabva pakati ndiyo iri kushanda apa. chinhu chacho chovone kwavo kuti ndo pachashanda ipapo zvinoreva kuti panenge paine supervision nevanhu vanenge vachiinda ipapo kuti pasazenge pachimiwa zvinhu zvakaita sana semende nana diziri nokuti zvinhu zvagara zvinoitika muZimbabwe. Saka ndinoona sokuti ivi rehurumende iroro kuti hurumende ngatione kuti pajekeswa tichiita zvakawanda magaps ataurwa nadhokotera kuti kuna magaps akawanda muhealth care. Chii choda kutanga kuitwa papi pamwe kuda masolar panel pahospitaro yoga yega nokuti dambudziko ramagaps ririko zvekare kana kuti vanenge vaishayiwa diziri maambulance aripo oxygen dziripo kana kuti hapana oxygen zvichionekwa kuzvipatara izvozvo futi chaizvo ngakunge kuine kana toti isu bazi rinoita kuti vawanevo mamwe maprojects avanoita anokwanisa kuvaunzira mari kunze kwechipatara asi achinzi ndeyechipatara. Hurumende inogona kutibatsira kuti pamwe kuita kana mafamu kana migodhi yechipatara chakati chakati kucreatwa mabasa ikoko. Corruption yoshayikwa zvoonekwa kuti chipatara chiri kuunzawo kamari kakati muchipatara imomo maprojekti echipatara anenge achibva kwaanobva kumapurazi kuma kana zvimashopu chaizvo chaizvo zvinenge zvichireza mari pazvipatara izvo. Tinozviona kunoisi kuna magift shop kuna marestaurant apamusorosoro kuzvipatara zvipatara zvichiedza kuti zvidini zvisumudzewo zvireizewo mari zvinogona kurendesa mamwe mapazi echipatara kana achakakura kuvanhu vanenge vachida kurenda kungava kuzvimashopu zvokugadzisa masofoni.
Regai ndimbokubatai muromo mbichana. Pane atibata parunhare. Hallo Tinashe, welcome to the program. Hallo. Hallo Tinashe. Tiri kukunzwai, munogona kupinda muchirongwa. Muri kuona sei nyaya tiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi? Iri nyaya yezvehealth apa patiri kuona World Bank yapedza chirongwa chayo chayanga ichibatsira Zimbabwe, zvikuru sei panyaya yemadzimai kuti ange achisununguka zvakanaka kuzvipatara. Hello. Tinashe zvaramba uchapinde muchirongwa. Prof, munogona kuenderera mberi henyu.
Saka zvandachitaura ndezvekuti kana ndichiinda kuchipatara kunoona murwere kana ndichirwara sokumasvingo general hospital kwatinobva uko, handidi kunge ndichikwanisa kuzoti handina chikafu chakati chomurwere kana kuti magifts omurwera kana kuti kasofoni kangu kadai. Zvese zvinofanira kuwanikwa muchipatara kuna mamwe masaidzi. Iyoyo tinoiti mubusiness, iyoyo tinoiti place strategy yokuti building yako uchivaka unofanira kunge uchivaka uchiziva kuti ndichazoisa zvimashopu zvakati zvakati uko kuti mari dzisare dzakati wandei dzavanhu vari kuuya chipatara chikwanise kuburitsavo zvachinobakwanisa chozobetserwa nehurumende chozobetserwawo navanhu kana zvichimanejwa kwazvo. Tichaenda muzvipatara muno kuna Ohio State University Hospital haumbobudi panze kuti ndoda chikafu chorudzi rwakati rwakati. Kune kuna marestaurant akawanda, kune kuna magift shop akawanda, kune hembe dzakawanda dzinenge dzirimo muchipatara imomo. Zvipatara zvedu isu unongoendera chipatara chete, hapana chaunokwanisa kutenga. Saka ngatisumuke kugara nhaka uona dzavamwe kuti vanozviitawo sei, kuti tisumuke pachedu tizvitarise isu matiri kuti chii chetingazviitira pamusoro pokuti tingotarisa kuti vamwe vari kunze vangatipa madhona atikwerete kwakati. Tinenge tichifanirawo kunge taita zveduvo kuimprova system dzedu.
Tinotenda prof. Dokranga, tiri kuona nyaya iri kuramba ichidzoka inyaya yesustainability kuti zvikanzi zvagoneka kuti paitwe crowdfunding pabetserwe madzimai kuti ange achisununguka zvakanaka pasi pechirongwa chinenge ichi changa chiitwa neWorld Bank for the past 13 years. Pangangozoita zvekare dambudziko rekuti mari iyoyo yapera kunge kuchidiwa kuti vanhu vaunganidze zvakare imwe. Nemaonero enyu, ndeapi matanho anofanira kunge achitorwa kuitira kuti pasarambe pachiita dambudziko rekuti bazi rezveutano ringe richigara rakarerekera kana kumirira kuti riwane vanobatsira asi rigone kuzvimirira.
Tamuka, that's a very important question. Kuti maprograms atinoita aya anoitwa na World Bank kana other institutions dzinotisupport, how do we make things keep moving after the funding has stopped? The solution in those rutarwa na Professor Masocha kuti we need to be able to sustain ourselves, which means that patikuvaka zvipatara nemaklinika, we should be thinking not just of the building, we should be thinking to say, how do we sustain this 10, 20 years from now? For the short term, we might get a boost from World Bank, we might get a boost from other institutions like the Africa Development Bank and other institutions, but as a country, we should be able to say to ourselves, how do we support our healthcare delivery system, including hospitals.
Dr. Ranga ndi mboku, Mr. Ndichana Paita, vapinda oparinare, mkoma love mo, variku South Africa, mkoma love mo, mapinda mchirongo.
Magadi mko.
Tino fara magadi wo, mnoko na kukanda wo, pungwa zenyu panyaya, tukurukura nesho enasi.
Decision ya toro wa New World Bank isi yati si yati paka oma kukosu ndio kwa nga takati alifira kwa oka kukosu urumende na tifungi inda sikuwa nisa sikuwa nisa kutikuwa nisire 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 mtoro kwa tiri kutikuwa nisire Zimbabwe kutikuwa. Yes, madzimai nevana vadoko vanenge vachida kurapiwa tende kuchireza mari yacho semugore futi vatiri kuti vanhu vanenge vachida kutitsvake chikafu chekuti vanhu vanhu nekuti vanhu vakachitakura mozviziva kuti kostoti yagore nzara nevanhu vanenge vachitoberekana futi vachiwanda so zvichange zvakationere saka chatinongokurudzira ndechekuti vari muhurumende nehurumende yedu panguva ino vakatitarisa kuti tinovapitisa kana tinodini tose votitarisa kuti nevana vezimbabwe vamire mirewo kuti vabatsire vanhu vavo kozi vakashata.
Tinotenda mkoma love more mashoko enyu uyezve nekuti mapinda muchirongwa. Briefly Dr. Ranga, munogona kupedzisa nyaya manga muchitaura mobva mapendera chirongwa.
Thank you so much, Awoka. I would say the concerns that my brother Love Moore has, everyone is anxious that if we don't get support from these partners like the World Bank, our support system will collapse. What is the long-term solution? The long-term solution is to make sure that our economy is working as it's supposed to. We have a stable currency that can support programs like these hospitals where they can borrow money to build infrastructure. Like Professor Masocha was talking about infrastructure like generators at the local level, dams that supply clean water so that we can also, you know, have our own medications manufactured in Zimbabwe and the like. It's a long-term program, but that's really the lasting solution like in any other country. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ranga. Let me take this opportunity to thank you for coming on the program, Dr. Ranga and Professor Masocha. And thank you all for coming on the program. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Taboka Ncube. Let's make a date once again on Monday at 8 p.m.